Coming up in the second act, Robbie has an interview with Dean Rafer.
You must be Robbie.
Hi.
Dean Rafer asks Robbie about his activities in high
school. I see under activities that you've been writing for the school paper.
As they talk, the dean sees that Robbie is uncertain about going to the University of Michigan.
You seem to have some reservations.
What will Dean Rafer say to Robbie?
Sorry, Robbie. Sorry to be late this morning, but, we've still got some time for a cup of coffee. I can't wait to see my old pal, Charlie Rafer.
Neither can I.
So, you thought about it, huh?
Yes, I have, Dad.
Well, I'm glad. I knew you'd realize that this interview could be an important experience for you.
I came to that conclusion.
That's very wise, Robbie. Very wise. Now let's head off to the city and university club.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks? For what?
Thanks for hearing me out. And?
And?
And thanks for being such an understanding father.
Well, thank you, Robbie. Thank you.
Philip Stewart, it's great to see you.
Charlie Rafer, you look as young as ever.
You must be Robbie.
Hi.
Yes, this is my youngest son, Robbie. Robbie, I want you to meet one of the best tennis players on the Michigan team, Charlie Rafer.
Nice to meet you, Dean Rafer.
Well, are you as good a tennis player as your dad?
No, I'm not very good at it.
Frankly, neither was I. Charlie was the star of the team.
Yeah, thanks. Well, how have you been, Philip?
Oh, working too hard.
Doesn't show. How's Ellen?
Fine, thank you. And how's Marge?
She's still giving the toughest English history exams in the school and loving every minute of it. And speaking of minutes, I have interviews until noon, so why don't we get right to work?
Can you have lunch with us later?
I'd love to, Philip, but I'm afraid I can't. I'm only here 2 days, and I have interviews with 26 applicants.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. I'll wait outside. Good luck, son.
Did you bring your transcript from high school?
Yes, sir. Right here.
Thank you. Please, sit down. I see under activities that you've been writing for the school paper.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What kind of articles have you written?
All kinds. Sports, editorials, theater reviews. You name it, I've written it.
Hmm. Well, have you ever thought of becoming a journalist?
A professional writer? Not until recently.
Michigan has a fine school for journalism.
Yes, I know that.
You seem to have some reservations.
I'm a little uncertain.
And it's been very nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, sir. Mm-hmm.
One piece of advice. The most important thing is for you to decide your own future.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Dean Rafer.
Goodbye, Robbie.
Good luck.
The most important thing is for you to decide your own future.
I have to decide. It's my future. It's up to me. Where do I want to go to school? What do I want to study? Dad and Grandpa went to the University of Michigan.
It's one of the best schools in the country, Robbie. I studied medicine there. Your grandfather went to the engineering school.
But I may not want to go to the University of Michigan. Maybe I don't want to study medicine or engineering. Maybe I want to study journalism. I like to write. I've written a lot of articles.
What kind of articles have you written?
All kinds. Sports, editorials, theater reviews. You name it, I've written. Maybe I do want to be a journalist. I'll become a journalist. I can write for the New York Times. Robert Stewart. Writer. Yeah, I could study journalism. I'd take a course in writing, German, in history, and literature, and I'll skip mathematics. I hate mathematics. But I might take music. Wait a second. I don't just like journalism. I like lots of subjects. And if I study liberal arts, I can take courses in a variety of subjects. Yeah, I don't have to decide on my major in the first year. I think I want to become a writer. But I have time to decide.
Maybe you should think about becoming a writer.
Maybe I should.
You have lots of time to decide.
I do have time to decide. And it's up to me.